Would there ever be someone who would fill him with a strange idolatry? Was that one of the things that life had in store?
It is extraordinary to me, Dorian, said Hallward, that you should have seen this in the portrait. Did you really see it?
I saw something in it, he answered. Something that seemed to me very curious.
Well, you don't mind my looking at the thing now?
Dorian shook his head. You must not ask me that, Basil. I could not possibly let you stand in front of that picture.
You will, someday, surely.
Never.
Well, that's your right.
And now goodbye, Dorian.
You have been the one person in my life who has really influenced my art. Whatever I have done that is good, I owe to you.
Ah,
you don't know what it cost me to tell you all I have told you.
My dear Basil, said Dorian, what have you told me? Simply that you felt that you admired me too much. That is not even a compliment.
It was not intended as a compliment, it was a confession. Now that I have made it, something seems to have gone out of me.
Perhaps one should never put one's worship into words. It was a very disappointing confession.
Why? What did you expect, Dorian?
You didn't see anything else in the picture, did you?
There was nothing else to see?
No. There was nothing else to see. Why do you ask? But you mustn't talk about worship. It is foolish. You and I are friends, Basil. And we must always remain so.
You have got Harry, said the painter, sadly.
Oh, Harry, cried the lad with a ripple of laughter. Harry spends his days in saying what is incredible, and his evenings in doing what is improbable. Just the sort of life I would like to lead. But still, I don't think I would go to Harry if I were in trouble. I would sooner go to you, Basil.
You will sit to me again?
Impossible. You spoil my life as an artist by refusing, Dorian. No man came across two ideal things. Few come across one. I can't explain it to you, Basil, but I must never sit to you again. There is something fatal about a portrait. It has a life of its own.